Thank you, Vice Chair Hanji, for taking over while I was gone. We will move on and open the public hearing for Senate Bill 194. Proponents of 194.
Mr. Chairman, I will be very brief.
Senator Ottmacher.
I was asked to bring this bill in for several years in a row, and it arises out of a situation in, I guess, just over towards the Pukwana area, and there's a gentleman that lives pretty close to the railroad tracks, and of course there's hunters that go up there, and the BBs fly to his house, and he calls the Fish and Game Department, and they come over and tell him it's a pretty gray area, and they're not sure they can do anything with it, and that's kind of the gist of the bill and where it's going, and it was put in by request, and I kind of explained to him that I wasn't sure it was going to take too long to explain the bill and get the results, so with that, I'll end my testimony.
Thank you, Senator Ottmacher. Are there further proponents or semi-proponents or whatever of Senate Bill 184? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 184?
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I'll try and be as brief as Senator Ottmacher. My name is Alex Huff. I'm president of Dakota Southern Railway. I'm also here to represent the Sisseton Millbank Railroad and the Dakota Short Line. We have four problems with this bill. One is a property rights issue. Another one is a duplication of existing law. There are some enforcement costs, and then there's the general issue of maintaining respect for the law. From a property rights standpoint, we're being asked, or the bill restricts all hunting on the railroad right-of-way, whereas the property just across the right-of-way fence, there is no such restriction. We see this as a taking of property rights. On the duplication issue, for those railroads which do restrict access to the right-of-way, the trespassing laws are already in place. On enforcement costs, if the law were to pass, we would perhaps be faced with trying to do the impossible. If you've seen the railroad right-of-ways on the first day of hunting season, there's somebody at every section road. I can't even begin to think what it would take for us to attempt to discourage that sort of activity. Lastly, I think it's just poor practice to pass a law which you cannot enforce. It brings disrespect for the law, other laws. In closing, we have never restricted access to the railroad right-of-way. Dakota Southern holds under lease the right-of-way from Mitchell to Kadoka. We expect hunters who do use the right-of-way to hunt to be responsible. We have never charged for access to the railroad right-of-way, nor do we intend to in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Huff. Further opponents?
I'll be brief. I won't even sit down. Chris Hessler, South Dakota Wildlife Federation. We just oppose it due to the fact of losing the right-of-ways for public access. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haslaw. Further opponents? Further opponents to Senate Bill 184? Seeing no further opponents, are there any questions of the opponents? Seeing no questions, we will close the hearing and move on to discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Diedrich.
Since I feel strongly about this bill, and it seems like a lot of people are, I move that we defer this to 41st day.
Motion to defer by Senator Diedrich is our second. Second by Senator Hanji. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, the question for the committee is deferring Senate Bill 194 to the 41st day. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Diedrich.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hartmacher. Reedy.
Aye.
Staggers.
Aye.
Simmons. Hanji.
Aye.
Diedrich.
Aye. Consent.
8 yeas, 1 nay.
Motion carries. Senate Bill 194 will be deferred to the 41st day, the busiest day of the session.
It'll be the dis-